Hey, Good Fox here. Today we got Muttmen episode number 97, and I'm joined, as always, by the Texas boy. How are you, good sir?
I'm over here throwing up peace signs, but nobody can see me. What's going on, man? I gotta stop doing it.
Yeah, I saw in the comments last week on your YouTube that somebody wanted us to get face cams to go with the podcast.
The 100th episode? That could work. That could work, right? We could just get a Fox, like, just doing Fox things. Like, get, like, an hour-long compilation of a Fox, like, doing stuff outside.
I could do that.
It'd be kind of funny troll. I mean, it's not really a troll. People hear about it right now. But people that don't know about it, Fox face reveal. And it's just, like, an animal.
Or it's, like, Fox News in the background going on?
Oh, that'd be perfect. Let's do that.
Yeah. All right. It's on your channel, though, so it'll be fun. We are joined by a special guest this week. Country Girl, how are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. Thank you, darling.
Yeah. So we've got quite an agenda to go through. And actually, let me get to text messages before we go through the agenda. Text, any good messages this week?
There are some good ones, but it'll be at the end of the podcast because that's when we get into the Orlando stories. And those go hand in hand.
All right. That sounds wonderful. It's a little teaser for later. But here we're going to go through agenda. So I'm going to get through the Chewy drama with me first. We're going to go over the Mutt Guru drama with Country Girl. We're going to talk about women in Madden, the Super Bowl promo, your boy Savage, and us calling it last week that he'd probably be banned. Sim solos, does EA really care about opinion, game changers, and the new gauntlet and what's happening after that. And then, as Tex said, we're wrapping it up with the Orlando trip. So, right off the bat, I want to get into my Chewy drama since people are probably more interested in Country Girl and her stuff. That way I can get mine in slick and then people will forget about it. So Texas
smart, right? Yeah. You don't want to headline the show, right? You don't want to open for a guy that is like better than you.
Exactly, right? And then like so that I way if I have bad jokes, they'll forget about it for the main act.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Texas, I don't know if you know about this whole thing, how it started and whatnot, do you?
No, so I was on Twitter and then sitting at the place at Airbnb and they're like, Chewbacca Llama's going at Fox now, and I'm like, I don't even know what's going on here. I thought it was just a parody. And so when I got back and I watched both videos, I'm like, oh, this is not a parody. This is a full blown fist being thrown.
Yeah.
And so can you explain the backstory about how this transpired?
Yeah. So I was streaming, and then I got a lot of people came on and said Chewbacca just put out a video on you, and then I was like, oh, what's going on? It was basically a parody of one of my player reviews. So he parodied my content. So I ended a stream. It must have been late at night, like I normally end streams. So I ended up writing up for 20 minutes. I wrote up a script on Chewy, doing like because he parodied me, so I made fun of. So I'm just gonna make fun of him. So that's what I did. Wrote up a script. Took like less than 3 minutes to record it, upload it, put a thumbnail on it, and then put it out. And apparently it was very harsh, and people thought I was too savage in it. So Chewy ended up making a response video to my response video. Where he said he was taking the higher road, but, you know, jokingly took the low road. So I think that's about it between me and Chewy. It's all in good fun and stuff. There was one thing else. I saw people in his comment section mention leaks. I feel like I should go – like I feel like a lot of this community doesn't know what actually happened with leaks despite my video on it. Do you guys understand what happened with leaks, Tex?
And I don't care.
Country?
Because, like –
I honestly didn't really pay attention too much to it. I wasn't sure what was going on. It seemed like one of those things where somebody called people out for something that they were doing and it was just a big clusterfuck. So yeah. I don't get into that kind of thing.
Okay.
I was kind of upset with some of the stuff that was put out about what actually happened, like what was done to the auction house and things being set and things like that. But other than that,
so that's actually
I didn't get too much into it.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. I want to hear, what do you think actually happened to the auction house?
I believe that people were buying cards for sets and things like that beforehand. That way they could jack up the prices.
Okay, yeah. So that's
and complete the sets beforehand.
Yeah.
So that they could fix the auction house for a price that they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been the big rumor about people buying up stuff ahead of time. And so leaks has evolved. Let me start now and go backwards to 16 with the Ronnie Lott stuff. So right now, I don't know if you guys follow me on Twitter. I know both of you two do, but people in the podcast audience, I put out the Super Bowl promo leaks 20 minutes ahead of when they go live. So in 18 and 17, it's always been 20 to 30 minutes before they go live. So there hasn't been much profit opportunity this year. Like, after these leaks have been made public, if anybody's made any money off the leaks, let me know, because that's amazing. But the biggest issue is going back to Madden 16. The leaks were discovered in March. No, I think a little bit before March. I'm actually not sure on the date right now. It might be my video. So the leaks were discovered then. And then apparently – and then the people that discovered the leaks, that I was a part of a Slack chat. The Slack chat was around 40. I would say it's around 40 people, I think, happened in the Slack chat. So they discovered these leaks. EA – then they created the Mutt Leak Twitter to protest, or I don't know why they created the Mutt Leak Twitter, to leak out the stuff to the community to kind of – to blow up and have, like, I don't know, have fun with it, basically. EA saw that, fixed the leaks, so the leaks went away, and they got cut down dramatically from, like, 5 days ahead of time to, like the night before, I think, in 16. And then what happened once then after leaks went, the lot egg thing happened. I think most people are upset about the lot egg more than the actual leaks, because they scammed the community. So that's kind of where it takes over with my video where I talk about Sly and Crayons and that and stuff. But here's one thing I didn't mention in the video, and I should. There were Mutt moderators on the subreddit that were accused of leaks that were not a part of them, and they lost a lot of reputation. Like, for example, Scramble's still a moderator. He wasn't even involved in leaks. He actually ended up getting screwed over by the lot egg. I remember when he was brought in, he talked about that, getting screwed over by the lot egg, and he just laughed it off or whatever. But Second Fifth wasn't a moderator yet, and he was mentioned in the video as somebody else participated in it. So he got his name dragged through the mud and shouldn't have. I know Quads was after that. I think a couple others maybe, but I'm not recalling off the top of my head. But anyways, through 16 and then the auction house stuff. So that's kind of what happened with leaks, knowing stuff ahead of time. And the thing is, like, at you as a game changer country, you know what's coming ahead of time, correct?
No, I do not.
You don't know the promos and stuff ahead of time?
Nope.
Okay. Because I know quite a few.
I was going to say, some people do. There's some people that do, but I am not one of them.
Okay. So, yeah, my point ended up being in the video that there will always be people that know in this community ahead of time what's coming. And that's just something that comes with this game, with player feedback. So I don't know how to fix that. Do you have any ideas, Texas? Like, how do they take our advice on promos but not give it away?
Just don't give it away. That seems kind of simple. They can obviously have a small group of people that do testing that have, like, obviously signed NDAs, and if anything does crop out, the whole group gets in trouble. They can just have a better punishment system in place, and also have a better prevention system, so that way this doesn't happen. They can just stop uploading stuff to that database. I don't know why they do it for that database. It seems kind of weird. You know, people are going to that same place and they keep going to it. So just get better overall security and better overall prevention of it, and I think that'll go a long way, so that way people aren't being messed over. Because, I mean, the auction block stuff is kind of scummy, but I've known people been doing that for a while. I've known people since probably like Madden 13, new stuff was coming out and would go buy up all those players and then resell them when the sets drop. So it's been going on for a while, so I've just kind of come to accept it, and just hopefully it doesn't get to the point where it wrecks the game, since they're not doing as much in the way of, what do you call it, certain player sets this year. So it's not like as bad as it could be.
Yeah. And yeah, with the leaks only being 20 minutes ahead of time and the way they do stuff, it's impossible to make coins off of this year. So, like, there's a big thing. Like, I thought I made this pretty clear in the video that I made, that I never scammed anybody. Like, as you saw, Sly backed me up, Crayons backed me up, but there's still that thing out there. It's like GutFox scammed the community. I never did any of that. And it kind of still bugs me, but it's something that some people are just, it kind of leads me into my next thing. And moving on to the Muck Guru stuff, it's once something negative comes about you, people remember that, but they don't necessarily remember the correction, the fix, the actual full story. So transitioning from leaks and the shit that I went through a few weeks ago, and here's the thing, another point I wanted to make, sorry, before we get into it, there were only over 40 of us. There were some very large people in this community that were involved in that Slack chat. That weren't named, but Crayons and I were named. And I don't know why.
I was a part of the Slack, but I was never actually in the Slack.
Yeah, and just not Texas too. Clickwood said in the YouTube comments also, anybody who's gone public with it, I'm fine. I wanted to talk to Clickwood about this too, but I wanted him on the podcast. Sick. Yeah, he's sick though.
Feel better.
Yeah. But so like there were a ton of people that knew about this stuff, but it was weird that only me and Crayons and then the MUP moderators got called out for knowing about it. Anyways, moving on about the corrections. So MUP Guru drama. Country, can you give us a rundown of what happened?
So I decided that I was going to experience my first live event in Orlando at the Pro Bowl. I had a lot of followers that had told me they were going to be going. They were excited to meet me, da-da-da-da-da. We were all supposed to go together, hang out, have a great time. I was going to meet people, see people that I've already met. It was going to be fun. So backstory behind it, before I ever went down there, I knew that my husband has some issues with when I leave. He gets nervous about me leaving. He was nervous about something happening to me while I was down there because I'm a female. And not a lot of females go to these things. Not a lot of females are in the community or around all these guys and everything like that. That would kind of make anybody a little bit nervous. So I drove down to Orlando, made it there safely Thursday night. And Thursday night, I went out with Supermom, Superdad, Heroics, and hung out with them for a little bit, went back to the hotel and stayed the night. I stayed with friends while I was down there in the hotel so that I wasn't by myself. And I'm not going to say their names, who I was staying with, because that's nobody's business. It was between me and my husband. And then on Friday, I went to the actual event. That's the first day that, you know, everybody started coming to the events and met up with people, met up with Rex, Guru. I met Kralo for the very first time. You know, I seen some of the old guys some of the guys from EA that were there when I went down to Orlando to actually test Madden 18. It was a great time seeing everybody again. Loved every minute of it. My phone kept dying while I was there. Like, it was just consistently dying. Everybody knew it. And Guru had a charging block that would charge my phone for me. So most of our DMs, as you've seen in my video, you know, most of the DMs were about my phone dying. And when I was down there, I had no idea what was going on. My phone was dead. And I had run back to the hotel for something. I left the venue, ran to the hotel, and came back again. And when I was on my way back, I turned my phone on, but it was in the backseat of my car charging. So I was using I sent the messages and I'm like, hey, just call me. You know, we were all supposed to have plans that night to go out. And then I get to the venue and I see the messages and I'm like, whoa, what the heck is going on? So I start reaching out to people and things like that. And apparently my husband had tweeted out just the one screenshot of a part of my DMs. So that by itself, being out of context like that, looks really bad. I could see where people would get confused and get, you know, a little bit crazy over it. But when you put it in the context that it was actually in and look at the full DMs from the whole time I was there, everyone can see that there was absolutely nothing inappropriate. Guru has never been anything but professional and a great friend. He was looking out for me. You know, there were other people. I think the problem is I should have disclosed who I was staying with while I was there. I think that would have eased a lot of people's feelings about me being there because, you know, and I was just trying to avoid anybody saying anything bad because they're going to say anything bad they can when they get a chance. And
can I take a guess at who you're staying with?
Yes.
Okay. I want three guesses. Is that okay?
Oh, three guesses.
Damn.
Whoa now.
Okay. And then I have a follow up after three guesses. All right. So here we go. First guess, Scott Cole.
Absolutely not.
All right. Second guess, the Mutt Wieners.
No.
Damn it. Third guess, Rex.
No.
Damn it.
Scott Cole, absolutely not. I mean,
No, I love him to pieces. I love him to pieces. I do. He is a great guy. He is a very big gentleman and everything, but I don't think that would ever happen. Like, and it's just one of those things where he doesn't really reach out to me like other people do in the community or anything like that. Like, he's just very cut and dry with me.
Okay.
So I don't feel like our friendship is that strong.
Okay.
For that type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. All right. So another question. What's the deal with the tongue emoji? Somebody on Twitter said the tongue emoji means somebody's gonna eat somebody's ass. Is that true?
I guess that's supposedly what it means. I didn't take it like that as an adult. I don't know if that's something the kids are doing nowadays.
Texas? What do you have to say? What's the tongue emoji
mean? All I know about is the purple pickle. That's all I know about. I don't know anything about no tongue emoji.
The cucumber or like the purple pickle?
The eggplant.
The eggplant. There it is. Yeah.
The whole thing I know.
Because
about.
how I took it as me, it's one of those, like, he forgot about me for the phone charger, so he was sticking his tongue out like, haha, nah, nah. You know what I mean? Like, I never took it in a sexual way. Like, that's.
Because the way I saw it was right after the food DM, right? He said he was going to go get some food, and then there was a tongue sticking out. I figured that was like an eating. But I guess I don't know.
Because you got to remember, though, too, I didn't originally see these messages until later on. Like, that's why there's no responses there, because my phone was dead.
Oh, gotcha. So people were confused at why he called you babe. Now, I'm not too familiar with the Florida lingo, but it is kind of the South, but kind of not. Florida's kind of a weird spot. What does babe mean in the South? Or in Guru's context?
Babe to me in the South, it means absolutely nothing. Like, it's being polite. It's, you know, I don't know if you guys, you know, if whoever knows me, I grew up in North Carolina. And every time I go into a stream or something like that, it's, hey, darling, hey, sweetie, hey, honey, hey, baby. You know, I use all these different pet names. And it means absolutely nothing. I'm not trying to steal anybody's man or anything like that. It's just how I talk.
Okay.
I've also seen where Guru has said, hey, babe, to quite a few different guys.
And those are
the ones that are like, hey, you know, he says that same thing to me.
Yeah.
And some people did stand up and say that.
I personally feel objectified whenever I'm called hun, babe. But I'm also a sexually repressed northerner. So, Dox the Fox. Texas, what do you think about babe?
Babe emojis are dangerous. Out of context, women flip out over less when, like my friends would be out here with that, their cell phone. So, I feel like it's a dangerous game to play. I don't use those words at all, mostly because, like, I don't talk to women like that often. In a sense, I don't know. I just felt uncomfortable saying stuff like that because, I don't know.
It's a personal preference.
Yeah, I think it is as well.
I truly do.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing really wrong with it. It's just, I could see, like I said, out of context, babe and the emoji. Just people's minds start racing because emojis are dangerous, especially nowadays. Because kids, you see news reports of people. We decipher what these two emojis mean more at 6 o'clock. Like, you see those are like, yeah, so like it's dangerous.
Yeah.
See, though, I'm a little older, so I don't take it like that, you know? It's not one of those things where if you send me an emoji, like, emojis back to back, I'm going to be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, talk to me. Use your words.
Yeah, it's like whenever I send Texas a DM saying I want to suck your toes, he knows that just means saying hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Just kidding. All right, hey, so.
Wait, you said to me?
He's like, wait, I'm getting my toes sucked? What?
He likes getting them toes sucked. But I want to get back to – I just want to make a comment. We'll get into this a little bit after this topic, but while I have it in my mind. I do know, talking about the female viewership and you going down to EA and it being a male-dominated thing, you are completely correct. Like, I looked at my analytics on YouTube. I get 1% to 2% female viewership on my videos, closer to 1% than 2%. So it is tough being a woman. And actually, you know what? We're going to table that. We'll come back to it. I shouldn't have brought that up yet.
Yeah.
more about the situation down there. Me and Tex, I think Tex watched it, but I know I watched the stream with your husband, and then you ended up streaming at the same time, so I had a dual monitor thing going on. So your husband mentioned that you didn't want him to go. Why didn't you want him to go with you to Orlando?
That was not true at all. I had actually contacted several people to get them to babysit. Unfortunately, we did not have a babysitter. Therefore, he took leave and stayed home with the kids for me to go. Just like he took leave and stayed home for me to go to Orlando the last time.
Okay. There was also the big evidence, like his biggest thing, well, one of the big things, were trimmers. What's the deal with trimmers?
Oh, my God. You're going to bring up the pussy trimmers.
I didn't know they were a thing, to be honest. And he said this is his biggest incriminating thing. What's up, Tex?
Yeah, I was confused, too, because I saw the chat was asking, why she bring trimmers? Ask her why she bought the trimmers.
This just got really personal. Okay, so.
Well, you don't got to answer. You don't have to answer. we don't really need to.
I actually think it's hilarious, though. I do think it's hilarious that everybody is talking about my vagina grooming going on here. But the thing about that is like, oh, gosh, I don't know how to say this. I did take my feminine products with me.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, that's I honestly didn't even think about it. I mean, when you go somewhere on a trip, you take your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my makeup bag. I took my shower stuff. I took my toothbrush. I took my toothpaste. I took everything with me. And it just so happened that those were with me. I also took my bathing suit in case there was a hot tub. In case we all went to a hot tub or something like that, or I went and slipped in the hot tub, whatever. And I'm sorry, but I'm not going to go get in a hot tub without shaving my bikini line. No female's not. Okay? That's just not going to happen.
You don't want to bring Bush back?
No.
All right, sorry.
Like, this is so awkward talking about this.
I'm loving it. Tex, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm not uncomfortable. I'm not sweating. I don't have layers of sweat upon layers of sweat right now.
It's a good thing we don't have that face cam, right, Tex?
Thank God there's no face cam right now.
Yeah. So you mentioned on your stream that divorce is on the table. Is that still a potential thing? Are you guys staying together through it, or what's going on in the future with you guys?
I'm not going to comment on that this time.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Maybe
we are fine right now, but that's just, you know, that's something we need to figure out.
Okay. All right. Well,
wish y'all the best of luck.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I do. I do too. Wish you guys. Hopefully you guys can work through it. It was a damn shitty situation. Well, go on.
It's pretty damaging right now because the entire thing behind this is his mental health. It wasn't anything else. It was alcohol mixed with, you know, a bad state of mind.
I guess it's probably personal, like medical stuff. I won't ask about that mental stuff.
No, he's in the military. He has PTSD, antisocial disorder. He has an attachment disorder. He has several different things. It's never gotten out of hand like this.
Okay.
But I've always been around to stop the crazy shit from happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This time there was nobody here to pull a plug.
Hmm. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah, I don't know. Texas, anything you want to talk? It's just a damn shame, Texas.
Yeah. When you I kind of understand that at times when you lose, like, the person that's just always there, and then you can just kind of go crazy, so... Best luck to the situation, because I've never been in one of these situations, and I hope to God that I'm never in one of these, because I can only imagine how annoying and damaging it possibly could be.
Yeah. It sucks because it's you and Guru's name were just dragged through the mud because of this whole situation. I tried to tweet out and tried and, you know, tell people, you know, wait till the whole thing comes out, innocent to proven guilty. This is America. But I wasn't, you know, I was thrown to the wayside. Like, nobody gives a shit what I'd say. So it's and then the next day I was vindicated when your husband came on and said he apologizes and so it is in the end about me and how I was right, and so everybody just remember that.
That's the life lesson here. Is that whatever,
you know, you would think...
Go on, country.
You would think that people, you know, I've been in the community for about 2.5 years now. And never once, you know, the wives love me. The girlfriends love me. I actually met some of the wives and girlfriends down in Orlando while I was there. You know, they watch their streams with me. I've actually had men tell me that I'm the only female streamer that their girlfriend or their wife will allow them to watch. And it's because I have never put myself out there as available or given any reason for any female to feel threatened by me.
I got you. Yeah.
Also, on top of that, all the other women, people who are streaming are booby streamers. So.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, maybe if I actually had tits, then I could be a titty streamer. But, you know, I'm kind of
money.
Yeah. Is that, you could buy those.
So I don't really have the tits. So you got to love me for me.
Exactly. And yeah. And the Madden community generally does. This thing kind of shook it, which sucks. But I think most people that know you like you. And the thing is, like, the difference between you and I is that I actually try to steal those husbands. But unfortunately,
I go after the wives, though. Like, I mean, I may have tried to, you know, get up with Supermom down there.
Really?
You know,
that's hot.
It's just that's the thing. I was, you know, it's
fair enough.
I don't want your man, guys.
Yeah. So, hey, I actually
don't want your man.
One other thing before we get to women in Madden. So my friend Black Letter Law often is trying to get into your DMs. Are you gonna DM him for us or?
Wait, are you trying to hook your friend up right now?
I honestly think that if I ever DM'd him, it would keep his funniness off of my timeline.
Yeah.
Like. He makes me laugh and smile even at the darkest moments because of his tweets.
Yeah, he's one of the best trolls I know. He actually mentioned that he only wants in your DMs as a source of accomplishment. So he just yeah. wants – it's like chasing
– It's a trophy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like oh God, I can't remember. Abed chasing the white whale in Moby Dick?
Moby Dick.
Yeah. So it's the same
chase
thing.
Chase your white whale.
Yeah.
As soon as I DM him, he's going to disappear, and then I'm going to lose my smile every day.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just trying to help him out and to
man
catch it.
Fox over here.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully he'll one day catch that prize of his. But anyways, let's move on to women in Madden. So you apparently have a tough road, I think is a good word of saying.
yeah.
We talked about the TD streamers and the sexual harassment you get and stuff like that. And tell us, you told us before the podcast, I don't know if you want to repeat it. Why do you have your DMs closed on Twitter?
I have my DMs closed on Twitter because I get videos of men masturbating. All out, just in the open, moaning, grunting, huffing, puffing. You know, I've had to screen people before I add them on Snapchat because I do have a Snapchat. My Instagram is kind of dead, so I really don't get much there. But if my Twitter DMs are open or I just add anybody on Snapchat, then it's game over.
Yeah. So Tex, what's your opinion? What's your take on that with the male population of our Madden community?
It's not even just Madden, it's just male population in general. We're just a weird bunch, man. Like, I don't get it. Like, I know friends that I only communicated through Snapchat with, and they don't have Snapchats anymore because dudes just keep sending them dick pics.
Really?
The dudes don't even know. And so it's kind of rough sledding out here because it seems like even though, like, we're kind of making steps with everything that's going on in the world right now for more women empowerment, it seems like guys are still just kind of going back to just being creeps. It's really weird. Especially because, like, I don't get, like, there's no point in doing that. Like, you can just go to a strip club at that point. You don't got to send stuff through.
Texas, you know you can't take your dick out in a strip club.
I mean, pay enough money, you can do what you want in a strip club.
That's prostitution.
I'm not talking from experience.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not.
Those
not.
Texas strip clubs are, yeah.
I'm in Colorado, a more liberal city. But it's just so annoying, man. Like, it just sucks to hear because...
So
when behavior like that is exhibited, people just kind of don't want to be in a position of like a power because it's just going to be wrought with dicks and shit.
Yeah. Like, and here's the thing. If you're an online persona and you have like a following, you're just going to get harassed in general, right? Would you say that's true, Country?
I would. I think the worst messages, and this will probably surprise you guys. I don't tell too many people this. The people that have been in my streams know about it. The biggest, the harshest messages I've ever got is people talking about raping my daughters.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah. 6 years old. Yeah. And that's, you know.
Why? Was there a reason? Was there any particular trigger?
No reason, bro. People are just ridiculously stupid and crazy.
Yeah. Country?
Yeah, no, they just come out of nowhere. It's the trolls that I get. That's the type of trolls that come at me. It's, you know, they will call you on every name in the book. They will tell you that you're fat. They will tell you that you're ugly. You know, it takes a very strong woman to be able to sit there and put herself out there like that every day. Especially being a legit girl, because then it's like, you know, you're sitting there and you're trying to build all these bridges and you're constantly just getting hit from every direction. But then again, you know, it took me a while to get to the point that I was at in the Madden community. And now people will stand up for me. Now people will, you know, people know that I'm not a whore. People know that I'm not trying to steal their man and things like that. So it's the trolls have lessened, I guess.
Really? But as you've gotten bigger, the trolls have lessened?
Yes. Yes.
That's strange. It's done the reverse for me. Texas, you get harassment. I mean, I get harassment. You're like three times as big as me, so you must get harassment too. Like, what's I don't know if you want to talk about the worst you've gotten, but like, do you get it frequently?
It depends. I mean, there's one guy that was like back in the day just going at me, but like, now with the YouTube and the blacklisting of words, and I don't really get that much hate. I don't know. It's weird because like I get racial slurs thrown at me all the damn time, but I don't. It's not like anything where dudes is like. I feel like this, the whole like just sending of genitalia to somebody that's unsolicited is just way bigger than what we have to deal with. So I'm just not gonna say anything because I can't. That's bad.
Yeah, no, I understand. So, all right, yeah, so. So, yeah, that kind of sucks, country. Talking about that and trolls and stuff, I forgot to mention this at the top of the podcast. I'm going to put all your links in the description, both to your YouTube video and to your Twitch and stuff and Twitter. So please don't send dick pics to her, but check out her stuff.
Or what we could do is flood her mentions and DMs with dick pics, but of Dick Lane.
Oh, Night Train. I like that.
Yeah. That's what we can do. That's the dick pic that girls want.
Yeah, they want the cards, or I think we all want the cards. All right, so I don't know. Is there anything else you want to talk about with women and Madden? Like, is it going to grow? Like, are more women going to get into football and Madden, or is it kind of just always going to be male-dominated?
You would be surprised how many females we actually have in the community. A lot of them will hide behind username or something like that. I have found where women will whisper me and they'll tell me, you know, I appreciate you. I'm actually a woman, da 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 da. And I keep them a secret because they don't want to deal with the harassment. They're afraid to come out in the community. And that's sad to me.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that, you know, I can be there for them and kind of be that safe zone because they know that if they're in my stream, and then they're not going to receive that. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to let it happen.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, good. I mean, hopefully one day they'll be able to come out and basically be a part of the community the same as everyone else. But it's tough because, like, many people online, like myself, are anonymous. Like, do you think that's just – I don't want to say better, but do you think it's just good that we're all kind of nameless, faceless people? Or do you think it's important that this community – have individuals that are like different and I don't know if that's the right word, like individualistic, or is it better that we all stay like anonymous and this is just a side thing we all hang out and do together?
Honestly, I could see benefits to both. I feel like with me putting the webcam on and actually showing my face and showing how I present myself and things like that, I feel like that gives me a more personal relationship with my viewers.
Okay.
And a lot of these kids and a lot of these adults, you know, some of them have real life problems. Twitch is their escape. You know, all of your loyals and things, they're coming to your stream to escape from something, from reality. And, you know, it's nice to be able to, for me, it's nice to be able to put faces to voices and things like that, just because, I mean, it may just because I'm a female. I don't know. I like things more on a little bit more of a personal basis, because I feel like I have met some really great people and lifelong friends from Twitch.
So you think, you say everybody's trying to escape from reality and they go to Twitch. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but do you think, like, escaping from their situation in their real life, do you deal with a lot of people with depression?
I do, yeah. I've actually had people that have come to me about suicide or some of their biggest problems that, you know, of their life. I've had children, you know, teenagers come to me and ask me life lessons. And so it's kind of one of those things where it's like they have nobody else to turn to.
Like a maternal figure here, because I had people ask me questions, but it's usually about mutt stuff, never about like, yo, I'm dealing with some shit right here, help me out. So interesting.
It may be because I'm a female, though, because I'm more understanding, I'm more patient. You know, females just have that kind of vibe. But I've also seen male streamers that have said the same thing.
It's just being in a position of recognition. What's I'm looking for? Being in a position of, it might be recognition. Somebody's doing something that people look up to. And so it just kind of puts you on that platform to be able to kind of interact with these people on a personal level, which people appreciate more, because a lot of these, some people just get left by the wayside. So I guess they just like being acknowledged. And so, and you seem like the type of person likes to help people. So they kind of gravitate towards that.
Yeah. Where's Texas?
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely that kind of person. So,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, where's Texas? Not so much interested in that kind of stuff.
I mean, I hope you figure out how to get this car for free. I don't want to give advice, bro. Like, it's too much pressure.
Do you think that you've experienced enough life to give advice on like what to do and stuff though, Tex? I mean, I wouldn't sell yourself short.
No, I understand that, but it's just like, if I just don't want to be responsible. Like, I like, that's why I like working for myself, bro. I don't like being responsible for anybody else's success. So if somebody's like, yeah, I need help with this, and I'm like, I give them the wrong advice, all of a sudden I'm a dickhead. I'm good. I mean, I'll talk to you about it. We can talk about it, but don't ask me like, hey, what should I do in this situation? Because I'm like, I don't effing know.
So just refer him to Country Girl in the future.
Yes, I'm gonna say, yo, she's great. Subscribe her on Twitch.
All right, so that's kind of, I want to move on to the Super Bowl promo next. Go on.
Back to the women in the women program for Game Changers and Women in Madden. I hope we see more in the future, because, like, I don't like when I see these photos and it's just, like, dudes. And it's dudes that don't look like me. And then there's no women there. And this is like, yo, this is not how you can get diversity and get more ideas when you got more people who are kind of like-minded in a sense. So I kind of want to see.
And that is why they pulled me to Orlando.
Yeah, because like, I remember, I don't know if you watched True Detective. Anybody here watch True Detective?
I watched the first season of
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
The first season was great, but then the criticism was that there wasn't a strong female lead. And in the next season, they added the, was it Rachel McAdams? Was that her name?
I didn't see it.
The chick that ended up doing season two. So like, I like it when people realize there's an issue or there's a problem because there's not much diversity in the cast, and then they correct that problem going forward. So if we get more women out there, we can probably get more people who have different opinions and different mindsets and power, and things might actually change. Because what's up?
Season two is trash from what I heard.
I know it wasn't good, but they added a female role because like they didn't have any good, they had nobody in the first one. And so I like when somebody tries to course correct. It happened in season three as well, because season two, the criticism was this show's wider than Friends. And then they added Marshella, what's his name? The guy that EA got for Longshot, the dad. I can't pronounce his name. You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't see season three either. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They added him season three because season two was so white. So I like when they realize that, okay, we need to add more people here. So with more women coming in, that can change a lot of things for the good, I believe, when it comes to hiring in the future.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Country, any words? Or should we move on?
No, we can move on.
All right. So Super Bowl promo. On to actual Mutt stuff, weirdly, this late into the Mutt podcast. But I thought our talk so far have been great. So this this promo came out, and it's very copy and paste from other promos that we've got in the past. The Christmas promo, Tex said right before the podcast, is essentially the same thing. We're getting limiteds during the week. We got this set with the MasterCard that you put it in, and then we get the MVP from the Super Bowl if you put all these legends in the set, 10 of them. So it's very similar to, you know, Dion and so on and so forth that we got from the playoffs. And I don't know. Is this just the least offensive promo to people? And is that why they keep doing it? Because there's the least amount of bitching about it, Texas?
I think it's probably the easiest promo. I don't know if it's like people are complaining about it. I think that this might be just something they can just roll out if something they had planned wasn't working. I feel like this program has been done, what, 4 times so far, where we get PAX, Master Set, Grind Solos for a 90 overall sum player. And that's been kind of the same formula has been throughout this entire year. Now, this one, like I said earlier, it resembles the Christmas promo because of the limited time cards coming out. But also on top of that, the packs, they don't really have great value out of those. What are the packs called? Those Super Bowl packs? The Lombardi packs have great value. The Lombardi packs have, if you pull a good card, obviously.
Yeah, if.
Like, if. I mean, like, well, not, if you pull 89, you're making coins. Whereas I think, what was it, playoff promo? You got to pull like a, you got to pull a 90, but those things don't pop out of those packs at all, it seems like. So it's like they made the pack odds better with this promo, but they're just pretty much copying the same formulaic recipe they've been doing this entire year for these types of promos.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is it just country? Are they just lazy? Or is what's the deal behind EA? Why do they keep copying and pasting these promos?
Wait, we can't criticize their behavior. I mean, them personally, I criticize behavior. They're displaying, or they're submitting forms of laziness, but we're not calling them per se lazy.
No, they're fucking lazy. Country, okay. Country, tell me why I'm wrong, Country.
I have no idea, to be honest with you. Like I told you earlier, I really haven't gotten too much into the Super Bowl promo. I really haven't even gotten into a lot of the promos this year because of this. It's just not something that grabs my attention and makes me want to complete it. The solos didn't grab my attention. I'm a grinder. I don't open packs. I don't open a lot of packs. But, you know, the free packs that they did give me, it seems like I was pulling, you know, I was pulling higher overall cards. I was pulling pretty good cards out of the free packs that I got, but there's so many of them. Like, the price just dropped immediately. So I really didn't make too much coin off of what I did do. excuse me. But I honestly cannot answer that question because I don't know why they keep putting out the same exact things for every single promo. Do I like it? No. Do they know I don't like it? Yes.
Okay. And I mean, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. It seems like the least offensive promo. Like, I see the least amount of bitching because the solo grinders get rewarded with a 95 overall. The pack pullers and Lombardi, maybe it could be a little bit better value, but I wouldn't say these packs are exciting. Now that we got limited times, maybe they're a little bit more exciting. But it feels the community isn't bitching about it, maybe because there isn't as much passion, because it's the same thing. Like, we've seen this. And I think EA's goal is to get passion out of its community, is to get engagement. It doesn't matter if people are angry. You want the people that are loyal, the people that are addicted to your mode, that keep coming back for your innovation, your changes, the thing, like, I don't know what's coming next, but, like, I could call this promo, like, 2 months ago when we got it for Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Like, it's weird that they, I don't know, maybe it's just the negative feedback that they've constantly gotten. We've driven developers off Twitter from our feedback. Yeah. And because of that feedback,
that wasn't feedback, bro. That wasn't feedback. That was sarcasm that got wrecked. That wasn't feedback, man.
Depends on which developer are you talking about?
Stein.
Yeah, Stein.
That wasn't feedback. That dude says something he probably shouldn't have said, and then people let him have it. That wasn't feedback. he was being what you call it. He was trolling. He was trolling, and people didn't appreciate that. So,
like, but how do you? Do people how do not you have sit a sense back?
Yeah, go on.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I have you.
You know, but the thing about it is, and this is how I look at it, and correct me if you guys think I'm wrong, but I understand their devs, and I understand, you know, that they are supposed to keep this professional, you know, computerized type of personality. How do you, as a person, how do you expect them to do that? how do you expect them to take all of this feedback? And it's not even really feedback, because I have seen so many tweets, so many videos, so much stuff go up that is just F you, F your effing game. I hope your effing family dies, you know, whatever. And they never even tell them the actual problem that they are having, even when they respond and ask for it. Oh, but yeah. I would lose my patience as well. I would want to leave Twitter as well.
I have no idea. Kind of, oh, go on, text.
Well, I'm going to say it just kind of sucks that it's like people do give actual feedback. They just ignore those people. Like, and then they only focus on the guys who are giving those shitty responses to them. So like the thing with Stein, the reason why he got run off Twitter was because people were wondering why they did you only do this update to combat bots? And then he said something smart alecky. And then he went off. Then somebody replied back with something that was more smart alecky than he left. Then he apologized. And then he left, I should say. So we don't mind. Like, they can, and with the new feature on Twitter as well, I don't mean to like try to victim blame, because those guys are obviously in a position where they kind of get I'm going to say unmitigated hate. They get hate that's not fair. Like, that's disproportionate to what's going on in the game. But they can mute words now. Like, you don't got to see all this stuff. You can have a clean timeline. You can just mute all this stuff and just only look for constructive feedback and go from there. It just sucks that we get – and I want these guys to embrace the actual trollness. Like, go back at it. I don't mind. Like, I wish these guys were more like Ronnie2K than how they are right now.
No.
They seem to
– Tax. I like come on. That. People hate Ronnie2K. People hate Guru hate him, for his snarkiness.
I like that he likes being snarky back to these people who are being mean to him. And I just feel like that's a better way to handle this than to just go silent, because when you go silent on Twitter, nobody gets their answer to this question. Like, I want to ask Jake Stein, why are we getting different position for power ups? But now I got to ask Kralo, who has to give my feedback to him. He was probably ignoring it. Like, answer me directly on Twitter. But no, he's hiding. Or not hiding.
But how do they answer thousands of people directly on Twitter? Like, that's an all day, like, they have other jobs than just, if they're staring at Twitter all day, how are they going to actually do anything?
Well, they have done,
like, there's no way to answer every single person.
There's no, you can't appease everybody, but they've done Q&A's in the past. Kralo says, I'm free right now, so go ahead and send me some questions or some feedback.
Okay,
there, like, they can make time for this. I understand these guys are kind of burning midnight oil, but there's some more stuff that probably could be done. I mean, obviously, the quick answer is to have EA hire more people, since they're kind of making all this money off of, what, two games? Yeah. Hire more people. Stop putting money in sinkholes, such as NBA Live. And don't take microtransactions out of Star Wars, bro. Be firm. Be firm on this stuff, man. Make the money. You need to make the money. So, like, they can do some stuff here. I mean, like, we're kind of... I just like communication, and they have not really did a good job of it. And I understand that we don't deserve it all the time, because we're kind of we can be super ridiculous because we are a passionate community, but at least we're passionate about something. What EA wants to avoid is us being just disinterested. Like, when you get a reaction out of something, positive or negative, it means people care about your game. If people just don't care at one point, then you lost us, and they should try to avoid that at all costs.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm kind of on Countryside here. I think it's asking a lot of developers to respond to everybody, and a lot of gamers have a sense of entitlement, it feels like, not when they don't get responded to. And your example of Ronnie2K or just being snarky back, I think would be a terrible way to go, because we saw Jake be snarky with the combating
Guru.
Bots.
Yeah, Guru was snarky as well, and he immediately it's attacks.
Yeah, and
I think all of them have. Rex has gotten attacked for it.
Yeah, so I disagree with Texas there on developers being snarky to people. Even though it's more entertaining, it's worse for them. And
y'all didn't like Guru when he was snarky to Xerxes. That was mean. But
yeah,
I think that's what we need more. We need more wrestling in our community, bro. More wrestling heels.
I think the YouTubers need to be the heels. The developers just need to get the game fixed and up and running, and give us more innovative promos. And I don't know. It's a double-edged sword there. I think the developers getting the – like, I don't know how Rex and Clint sometimes stay on Twitter with the amount of hate they get. It's crazy. Yeah. They must have a cleaner timeline than what I see in their responses, because, man, it is bad. Some of the things, like Country said with the children and stuff, that's just crossing the line.
It happens often to them as well. And they address it when it pops up, but there are people who aren't doing that, but you never see them on the timeline because they ignore them.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. So – I don't know. It feels like developers, and as gamers, I tried to get to this earlier, and I didn't. It feels like we feel entitled to rip on developers because we pay for their product, and so we as a customer, we feel like we should be able to lash out at them. And I don't think that it is right, but it is something that happens, and it kind of sucks. That's all I got to say about that. Any other words?
I don't think you because I know people do that same argument with sports, where if I buy a ticket, I can say what I want to these athletes, and obviously that's not how that works. Yeah. But with these people who are accessible on Twitter, and that's kind of why they made this, so they can look at feedback and engage with the community, we should probably get more engagement. Yeah. The only person I see engaged in community is Kralo, and he's trying. Well, where everybody else at?
It's literally his job description, though. Like, the other guys, it isn't in the job.
There's three more community managers that aren't engaging. Mm. He's not the only one.
Yeah, I guess there's a couple others that Kralo talked about. But
where's that one? Where's that? What's the one guy? Is it Handel? He's not crazy. What's the one guy?
It's just somebody Guru. Else. It's Guru, Kralo, and then one other female that are the community feedback people for Madden and maybe another game.
Good. Isn't AJ one too? I think AJ's a community.
No. I think he moved on. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you familiar with the military at all?
I know we have one.
Well, I just meant like how it's ran, because, you know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like a chain of command type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody can't just go to the top people. Like, you know, and I think that's where, you know, game changers could be really useful as well, because if they're getting feedback from their communities, because you got YouTubers, big YouTubers that are game changers, you've got streamers that are game changers, you've got people from, you know, Mutthead that are game changers, you've got people from every source that everybody's watching these things on, and they're passing along, at least I know I pass on, if one of my followers sends me something and says, Country, look at this. And I look at it and I'm like, oh gosh, yeah, let me pass that on for you. You know, something like that. Like, I think there needs to be a different way to be able to interact, and so that everybody does feel like they're being heard. But I don't necessarily think that it's a good idea for people to be able to just go straight to the top, or go straight to these people, thousands of them, because then you're going to keep running into this issue.
Yeah. When you say that, I think me in Texas, we need the CEO of EA on. What is the name?
Is it Andrew Wilson?
Andrew Wilson, I think it is. Andrew Wilson. So we got something to request then. Who do we got to contact to get Andrew Wilson, the CEO, on, huh? Texas?
Yeah.
Make it happen.
I mean, if you get them on, bro, that's going to be a fun episode. I'm get all the suggestions of what we need to do to improve this game. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Actually, I can't do that. I need to get like a lawyer there, so that way he can use my ideas.
Then everybody has their own views and opinions on what they want in the game as well. Like, I would never comment on simulation mode because I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't like it. I don't play it. So I stay out of Connected Franchise and stuff like that. I don't like it. I don't want to play it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it would be unfair for me for them to take advice from me on that. Just like it would be unfair for them to take advice on Mutt Squads, because that's my favorite game mode, from somebody who is a Connected Franchise player.
It's a fair point. You know what I mean? So, like,
and yeah, we see that all the time, though. We see a lot of these guys give opinions on stuff. Uh-huh. The game changes for the company about modes they don't actually play.
Yeah, and it is very irritating to me, because I will only comment on the things that I enjoy and what I want out of Mutt.
Which is squads.
I'm not going to touch.
So are you a squads? Well, squads game changer?
I don't know. I wish I could be. If I could, that would be phenomenal, because we would have some great stuff.
What is your role as a game changer?
To provide feedback. I was there for Mutt. Oh, when okay. I went there, I was for Mutt and Longshot.
Okay. So is Longshot coming back in 19?
I have not a clue. I have my own views and opinions that I don't know if I'm allowed to touch bases on with that.
Oh, you're under NDA, you can't reveal whether Longshot's actually coming back?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. Oh. I'm talking just my thoughts and everything and my feedback that I provided them before on it. Oh. I haven't been approached about this year.
So you're still in, like, the proving grounds or something?
Maybe.
Okay.
Got that first-tier game changer? Because there's different levels. Are you the one? So when you went out to the Orlando, you had to get your own place, right? So you're kind of like tier one. The goal was to get to tier three, I guess, or tier one, whichever way you want to say, trying to get to tier three. Because Volt, when he went out to the LA event, he had to get his own place and his own plane ticket. Uh-huh. I was kind of sad for him. Like, damn it, bro! Like, you're not a top tier game changer. You don't got the 91 threshold. You'll get there.
He doesn't have 91 zone game changer.
Yeah. Bad for him.
I didn't know there was different tiers. Like, I didn't know this. You guys are teaching me stuff.
There was a tier which was like Ansel and QJB and Christopher London, all these guys that they get their flight paid for, hotel paid for, and then at the event they came in on charter buses. And then there's the first tier, the bottom tier, the bottom rung, where you got to go stay in a crack house because that's all you can afford.
Well, I did not stay at a crack house whenever I went to the event for the live event down there for the competition. Yeah, because I'm not a competitive player. but so I paid for my trip for the championship that just went on.
Oh, gotcha.
Gotcha.
So you mentioned sim mode. Texas, you want to talk about these sim mode solos and what's your feedback about sim mode?
All right, so I'm going to read this right here. And if you play the sim mode solo and this doesn't apply, like I need you to call me out, right? It says sim mode. Players with elite ratings will be successful far more often than those ratings below elite level.
Okay.
That's the description of what sim mode is. Yet I go into sim mode and my 96 D tackle cannot shed a 76 overall center. My 94 speed, 94 press cornerback gets ran by it. Just ran right by a guy with 89 speed on a street. Just gets burned. How is that? What? That doesn't make any sense. Players with elite ratings will be more successful far more often than those ratings below the elite level.
You know, Texas, how much they care about Sim and CFM this in 18? Like,
they don't care about CFM, so I guess that's a trick question, right?
Yeah, Sim and CFM, aren't they hand in hand, essentially?
Basically.
Yeah. They care about consumers more than they care about Sim and CFM. Like as much as EA just seizes his numbers, that's what they care. Like, they don't give a shit. Even though YouTubers are getting great number off CFM and stuff, like, EA just doesn't give a damn. Like, and maybe we'll see a change for 19, because I know Rex actually put something out on Twitter that they're going to really try for CFM this year. But it's embarrassing, Sim mode is, and CFM.
It doesn't make any sense, man. Like, if I go – like, Sim mode should honestly be easier than arcade if you have a good team. There should be no reason I go into the sim mode and struggle against the CPU when my team's better than that. Because that's supposed to be where actually ratings truly matter. But
see, though, I don't think sim mode belongs. Sim mode solos belong in mutt. Period. Why do we have sim in mutt? Period.
It's a damn good point.
Why would the solos not be in competitive mode or arcade mode only? Why do we have sim in the mutt solos?
I agree, Tex.
I mean, we play MUT more than play CFM, so EA had to explain to their bosses that people are playing sim mode. It's all about engagement, baby.
Because I've been asking this question.
It's a good question.
And I get upset every time I plug it in and there's a sim solo that I have to complete. I'm like, why am I doing this? I hate this mode because I feel like I can't complete the things that I complete in competitive mode or arcade mode. I have more problems in sim mode than anything.
It shouldn't be that way if ratings truly matter. So I basically brought this up to be like, ratings don't matter this year. That's all I said. Only rating that matter are the four that we all care about. Speed, block shed, zone, and quarterback accuracy.
Throw power. There's a few that matter. There's agility matters.
I'm saying if it don't matter in sim mode, it don't matter, period, bro.
Route running matters. Found receivers, 91 route running is so important.
Matter in sim mode, don't matter at all. I'm on that kick. it's just so frustrating to that mode because, like, I know they tweak the sliders, but they say stuff doesn't play differently. But there's no, I just want somebody to answer that question, bro. Like, why, what's going on here? Explain this to me.
It's a good question to bring up. Hey, I got another question. Should MUT offer the opportunity to play head to head games in arcade versus competitive? Like, should there be a different queuing system?
I don't think so. I don't think they should. And I also think it would cancel it out because if you were going arcade against arcade, this is actually something that I've had a discussion before with someone about. But if you're going arcade mode against arcade mode,
yeah,
you're really just leveling the playing field anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, so, like that's what I mean. Should you be able to choose which matchmaking you get in, arcade versus competitive? Like, so you can choose to throw those Hail Marys and receivers actually catch them. You can choose to kind of play the more arcade big hitter style in online head to head. Like, do you think that's a bad idea?
I don't know. I honestly, I don't think I've really ever thought about that.
I wouldn't mind some of the arcade elements importing over to competitive. What were we going to say?
But I'm also a type of person that I think competitive mode should have a completely separate mode in its own self, because the competitive players want so many different things. Like, they need to have their own thing. Like, why can't we make it separate from Mutt?
So do you think next year would be a good idea? Salary cap has its like basically competitive settings, no previous play, all the things they want. And then Mutt, the main mode, is on like a Mutt specific, not necessarily the arcade, but a Mutt specific tuner. Yeah.
I would love that.
Texas?
I would too, considering that they don't actually play Mutt for the tournament regardless, so I don't they should probably just not infect Mutt with all the stuff that they want.
Yeah.
Because they broke Mutt for you, Joke did, speaking of him, by allowing that blocking feature. So yeah, it's funny. But back to what you said originally, I wouldn't mind some element of arcade mode stuff in competitive. Like, it's like, oh, all big hits result in fumbles, so avoid them. Or only receivers above with this catching can aggressive catch. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing stuff like that. I like the kind of game within the game. But I don't want to see arcade versus arcade, because all of this is going to be run on first down, truck 15 people, KB tackle touchdown, or Hail Mary streak touchdown. I don't want to see that. Who has the ball last? What's it going to come down to?
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to control
That's
the
what I was
clock.
saying. Like, it cancels each other out.
All right. Fair enough. Here's something. I just want to go over this briefly. So your boy Savage got banned last week, and we recorded the podcast before he got banned, and everybody was so amazed at how we were able to call it. I think Texas ended up. Did you bring up that he was gonna you didn't expect him to compete the next day? I think you brought it up, and I was like, yeah. And he ended up getting the click on the back of the head. He walked into the room. He'd expected to get his button, but then Tommy got popped. So, Texas. Do you think they did that on purpose? Do you think they
Of
flew
course
him down there?
they Of course they did, bro. They did this to make an example out of him. There's no way that what do you call it? Investigation process did not yield that was that boy, your boy Savage. There's no way that other competitive players weren't in the guy's DM saying the guy that you got down here is promoting coins. They did this just to make an example out of him, because they felt that maybe if they did this, they would discourage people from actually getting a coin sponsor.
Yeah. Here's
Because it, go ahead.
so next year when I'm a competitive Madden player, I'm gonna try and find as much evidence on my opponents as possible. And then once they fly down to the tournament, I'm gonna turn them in, and then you're gonna see your next Madden 18 champion without having to play a game right here.
Bro,
I said that this year.
The amount of competitive players that were snitching on themselves this year and none of them got banned, bruh. God, this is wild. You got W out here saying selling coins buying coins is not the same as promoting, even though it's in the same description line of the terms of service. And he just outed himself. He got the guy that won the last tournament, not the one that won this one. I got to win the last one. Actually, no, this one's going to Minnesota. The guy that won the last one looking to buy coins. And so, like, they could have banned half the pool, but I think this one was more egregious because, in EA's eyes, coin promoting is hurting their bottom line. And so I felt like they brought him out there just so they can do this to him.
So that's kind of weird because they've never banned any YouTuber accounts for promoting. The only time a YouTuber's been banned is for actually selling coins and being caught in the automated system. So why now? Why this one YouTuber just because it's competitive and he promotes?
I think it's that, and on top of that, I feel like they thought they could win, and they don't want to have this guy in Minnesota.
They don't want Code Sav on his t-shirt.
They don't want to give Sav the idea to get more reckless with it.
Fair enough.
I think that's what it comes down to, because, like, if it really, because what happens is they'll bring traffic to Sav's channel if Sav's on television. If Sav makes top four, makes top 10, and with the ESPN deal coming on, it's gonna be they can't have that at all. Because if Sav would have got there, press his problem reverses Skimbo. dog, and it's gonna be on ESPN potentially. Dog, EA had to avoid this at all costs. I don't blame them. I don't blame them for banning him. I just wish they did it a lot earlier instead of making this guy fly all the way down there, then fining him $500.
Yeah, well, I mean, they gave him $1,000, so they only took away half his prize pool.
But they could have just gave him the money and been like, "Don't come, leave me alone."
Well, the thing is, like, you say it's on purpose. I think it's incompetence on EA's part. Like, I think they knew him that he was coming down, but somebody actually ratted him out and actually made a big deal about it to one of the EA bosses, and they're like, "Oh shoot, we can't have this now that we know about it." So then they disqualified him when he was down there. Like, they didn't actually care. Like, a lot of a lot of people that he showed in his video that he actually told that he's going down there, they knew that he was coming, they didn't really care. And in a corporate world, if it's not your job, it's not your job. I don't give a shit. Like who cares? Like, it's not my job. I'm not going to enforce this rule. It's kind of how I live life. Like, I'm not a judge. I'm not going to judge you. Or, like, I'm not going to sentence you to anything. So, like, it's the same thing with that. It's not until somebody was brought up to a high enough level, then, like, oh, crap, that leaves up. And then, like, you know, how the bureaucracy happens. Like, oh, we can't have this look, just like you said. So I think it was just straight up incompetence, and just it kind of fell through the cracks in the bureaucracy, and nobody cared until somebody really cared.
Yeah, it makes sense that way, because they, like, everything does lead to that. I just don't think these guys are that dumb to not know that who they got coming down here, especially when, like, they tweeted at him, like, y'all just not gonna click the link in the description to see, like, no? Okay. All right, cool. Bet.
Country, any words on this before we move on from Savage?
Yeah, I definitely think it just fell through the cracks. I really don't think that they purposely did this.
Yeah.
I think it was just one of those things that it happened. It sucked. Did I like it? No.
Yeah.
I think Savage is a wonderful person.
I wanted to meet that man. I was out there. I was like, yeah, I'll meet Savage. And I met a bunch of competitive players that didn't know what I looked like. I was so salty.
Well, you know, you should have stayed longer instead of, you know, doing your thing. And you could have come and said hi to me.
I missed out.
We'll talk about the Orlando trip at the end. And because there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to talk about there. All right. So the next topic, we got like three left before that. Does EA really care about our opinion, Texas, with the power-up positionals?
Man, like, so it seems like if I ran a company and I see a few people asking for something, you kind of got to put it out there. Like, people like what they like, in a sense. So if a few people want this, put it out there. I don't see the point in not having it in there. So we're talking about the power-up sets right now. People have been asking since before the sets dropped if we're going to be getting to be able to change the position back. And they keep saying we have no plans of changing them. No plans of changing them. Why not? Y'all about being user-friendly. They didn't want to change the zone threshold because they didn't want to change how people got used to playing Madden. But yet they don't mind messing everybody's lineups up that who are full of NAT players and putting them back at their original position. Because, like, people who had that Khalil Mack with the up, and they have a 91 power-up Khalil Mack, that's a left end, and they got Von Miller linebacker, that's power-up. Now they got to have two left outside linebackers that you can't have both their boosts on at the same time because they decided to mess their positions up. And so I just don't get why they just don't put the set in the game. Just put up, like, yo, this is so easy just to get out here and just be like, you know what? If only 7 people do this set, it could still be in the game. Like, I don't get why they just don't just give me the option to just put my Bosa or my Khalil Mack into a set. Just put it in the game. I shouldn't have to ask for this. That should be something they just automatically have done. Because if they really cared about our opinion, they would have been in the game before. Because they knew people were going to be out, be mad at them changing their lineup up without our permission, in a sense.
Yeah. Hey, Country, what are your thoughts on that? Why didn't EA allow us to change these? Why do they change the position, and why haven't they allowed us to change it back?
You know what? I honestly don't have any information on that. I haven't spoken to them about any of that.
That's fair enough. Does EA? So EA oftentimes, what they say, like, we share it with the team, I think is what Kralo's big line is. Mm-hmm. Do they? So he shares it, like, is it just get lost or somewhere? Is just nobody wants to take it over? Why do the things that the community wants, even like quality of life things like that, why don't they end up happening?
I think it's probably over their heads, because I know there's things that I've passed along, and, you know, such and such would think, you know, they're like, yeah, you're right, you know, and they'll come back to me and they're like, nope, had it checked out. Nope. And so I don't think, you know, and I think that's a big problem too, is I think a lot of people get mad at the wrong people.
I've always
said, the devs can't just up and do it.
Yeah. I've always said there's this mysterious people off Twitter, these devs that we don't know, and they're the real criminals. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's true?
I would think so. That's my opinion.
Nice, nice. So we got like an E Corp from God dang, what's the name of that show? Do you guys really?
What? iRobot.
iRobot, yeah.
I said iRobot, Mr. Robot. Why
Mr.
now?
Robot. Yeah.
I was about to be like, you don't know the best show on USA. And I said the wrong name.
Yeah. So no spoilers for that. I'm still watching it. Anyways. So we got this evil corp, these shadowy figures that are all that's wrong with Mutt, and those are the people we need to overcome and dominate, right? Country.
I mean, yeah, it's I don't know who they are, but but you know, I think they're there. That's the only explanation for it, because of, you know, just the conversations that I have and everything. I don't think that they can just, and it's like with any corporation or any business or anything like that, there's somebody else behind that, over that person or behind that person, that has to approve these things.
You gotta be a really evil person. Like, I'm not asking you to poop pack odds. I'm not asking you to, like, give us other stuff that, like, we've been clamoring for. This is such a simple fix. Just let me put my guy back at his real position. That's
yeah,
not gonna
I don't,
break
I don't
the game.
Like those. I don't like out of position players. Period.
That's not gonna break the game. Like, I don't get it. Like, y'all, they don't care really. Like, I don't think they care. Like, I feel like what we got to do is make them care. And so I'm campaigning right now. If you guys who have power ups and you want to actually get them back at their right position, my man Kralos said, "People make waves or move." Yeah, I think that's what he said, something like that. Yeah. But tweet at Kralos, tweet at Mutt Guru, tweet at EA Sports Mutt. Please add a position chain set for power ups. I'll have Gut Fox put a copy and paste thing in the description. You just copy the tweet and just send it at those guys. So that way you don't got to actually come up with the word. I want them to change it. Because with enough of us get behind this, we can actually cause a lot of things to actually occur. You saw what happened last year with little Jimmy and Tope. Like, it didn't change it. At least for that week, we got better pack odds.
So, Tex, here's the thing. Yes. You say I got to create a Twitter. Can you you need a hashtag. Two, I'm not going to do it because I'm not an idiot making power-ups. So if you want me to put it in the description, you're going to have to make up that tweet and you're going to have to do it.
I got you. I'll make
I don't
a tweet
do power-ups
up.
Either.
I'll make the hashtag. Like, suck me
I think
with
it's
the
a
power-ups.
Waste.
It's totally a waste. Texas is addicted to them, though.
What are you talking about? I'm not addicted to them. I just like doing them.
I don't like putting a bunch of coins and stuff into something that I get nothing out of it.
Exactly.
Hey, man, so I get a 1+ overall increase. That's something.
I'm going in debt that I can't get out of.
A +1 overall increase.
Hey, the +1s, man, it can change a lot of things. If you can get that. If Gut Fox or Pirate's Cargus, you wouldn't give a touch to it, I'll tell you that. You got Shrek.
But I'm +1 whenever I'm getting all the other cards that, you know, you already spent all your coins to do the power-ups. So I just buy the new cards that come out.
There it is. And a lot of new cards, like the master sets, don't even get power-ups, Tex.
They messed up by giving the team.
And, like, here's the thing. I went on a big rant about Tex on stream about how we need to have, like, some sort of intervention with him. Like, we're going to tell him he's coming to meet, like, a Tinder date or something. And it's going to be me and all of his friends, like Vic, Cliquid, Bangle. We're all going to be there. And we're like, Tex, we got to sit you down. We got to talk about power-ups, man. It's Tex, seriously. What's going on, man?
Bro, like, the ideas in my head, yo, EA, they should hire me. Power-ups can be so much better than just a +1 overall increase in the waste of coins, but this company, they ain't trying to make this money. Bro,
what
like,
company
imagine,
doesn't try to make money?
I mean, this company, obviously, because there's a lot of things that they can do in this game that they just don't want to do because they don't want to make any money. Facts. Oh,
Tex would pay for his salary in one day with his ideas.
No, I would pay for my coin sponsor money in just one day. No, but with power, like, it's an easy fix, right? You know, it could be so because they gave the abilities, because powers at one point were better because you got the abilities off the cards. The only way you can get an ability was either through a MasterCard or through a limited time card. And then they decided to go crazy with them, give to everybody. So power's kind of nullified now because there's better version of those cards in the game. Instead of when you power them up, getting +1 overall increase, they could just give it extra chemistry. Like, there's so many simple things they could possibly do, but they ain't doing this shit. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So you want more chemistries in the game?
Well, I want better chemistries, really. That's kind of the crux of this, like, this entire Madden 18 season. But if they're going to make a 96 to a 97 or a 95 to a 96 power up that already has an ability, give me an extra chemistry on the card. So give me K1 with a physical front jump to snap or an up or what other chemistries are good on defense?
Secure tackler.
Like do that so that way I'm not actually feel like I'm wasting stuff. But instead, we get plus one overall increase on like two stats. So I just terrible. But my biggest complaint is just the fact that they messed up my team. I want to get Bosa, but I can't power him up because then I got to change my entire defense around to fit that my right end because I have two right ends. You know, I kind of built my team the way I want to around four specific cards on defensive line that I don't want to change around. And EA's kind of forced me to do that. So I just hope that they take our feedback. But it comes with you guys and listen to the podcast and want to help this out. Just tweet at those guys. Again, I'm going to type it up. Gut Fox is going to chop it off in the description, copy, paste, and send. And change will be made.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. I think I honestly think a mouse has a better chance of getting out of a cat's paw than that end up happening in game, Tex. Not to burst your bubble.
Bro, I've seen the mice get out of a cat's paw like every episode of Tom and Jerry, so I'm optimistic.
Shit, I just got fucking owned. All right. Let's move on to the new gauntlet before I feel too much shame. So we just got this new gauntlet put out. And what's happening after that, Tex? What are we doing for solos? What are people going to be grinding after that?
I'm not too sure. I hope that we get more, though, because, I mean, I feel like that's been the best and most consistent thing we got this entire year for people who are trying to build their teams. But I think that since this is the last, well, after Super Bowl is the last week, I'm hoping that we get the Journey, like, 2 coming out, and hopefully it's not as, like, 70. Well, how many solos was it? Like 60, 70 solos that were just awful? Hopefully they kind of revamp it and kind of make it more Gauntlet-esque, but just over a long period of time so that way we can actually play for like packs and coins and cards. So I think that's what we'll hopefully get. But I think what this is going to evolve into after is just going to be weekly solos for like final edition collectibles or final edition like golds that you can transfer into elites that you can put into a master set for a final edition player. That's pretty much been what we've been getting for this year for promo-wise. So it's going to be something like that, I think, instead of the Journey. So
yeah,
not going to be that we actually want, but hopefully they surprise us with something that they have been holding back all year. Maybe we get, like, what is it called?
Final Editions? Is that what you're going to say?
No. Ultimate Master?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Maybe solos for that, and that can tide us over for a while.
So, Country, what are your favorite type of solos, and what would you think they should do going forward?
My favorite type of solos, at the beginning of the year, I had a huge issue because of all the gnats. I actually stressed this to several people because I felt like doing solos, I was getting rewarded with these great gnat cards, right? But my previous years of playing Madden, I always did the solos and everything to be able to make coins. Then I would get the pack in the solo and I would pull the pack, didn't get a card I wanted. So I just sold the cards, got the coins, bought the players I wanted. This year I had more of a feeling of I wasn't building my ultimate team. I was building the team that EA gave me. And that's, you know, that's something I look for in solos and things like that. One, I don't want any simulation solos. I would love for those to just disappear out of my period. But the things that I want the most are coins, you know, and players that I can actually sell to be able to get the players that I want.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a large portion of the community is right there with you about getting rid of a lot of the rewards being NAT. And I think Texas was kind of hitting on it with the Journey was gave you all those packs and coins and stuff and from the solos. And here's the issue, like, while a Journey is a great thing, if you put out 160 solos, Tex, for the Journey, people are going to knock that out in a weekend, maybe 3 days, and then they're going to be bored, and they're going to be complaining to EA. And I've seen this before. It's like, holy crap, they expected you to do that over like 3 weeks, but you got it done in 3 days, so you're bored and you leave. So I think that's why they shifted to weekly solos. Now, I'm not a huge solo grinder, so I don't really have a big dog in this fight. I'm just saying, yeah. I think that's the reasoning, but I do think it was kind of neat to see, or at least I assume people, to get rid of to build up, to kind of take that journey, kind of maybe like a story through the solos. Would you say that's accurate, Tex?
Yeah, I would say.
Okay, Country, do you want a journey, or do you like the weekly better?
I mean, I honestly do both, so it's kind of one of those things where I'll do any solos they put out.
Okay.
I'm right there with you.
So I don't really have a preference. As long as I'm making coins and I'm not getting nat cards, I'm golden.
All right. Well, let us know in the comments what you guys think. Journey versus that, or just solos in general.
And if they want to extend the journey, they can do what they did today or yesterday, where they make you play a daily solo to unlock the next one. They can just figure it out to where you don't got to do it in 9 hours or 10 hours. They can just do, you only can play an hour a day, but we'll do 15 sequences. So just we'll just play tomorrow, come back over 15 days, and that'd be better for engagement for them because they got people in the game every day. So they're gonna get creative with it. That's they're doing stuff this year. So
that's a really good idea, Tex.
Yeah, it is.
Good job.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, we'll add that to the hashtag. hey, so that's it for Mutt. I kind of want to talk about that Orlando stuff now. Are you guys down? Anything else you want to talk about Mutt before we get into the vacation and Pro Bowl shenanigans?
Woohoo! Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl, bro. Russell Wilson's thick, by the way. I don't know if y'all,
That's kind of suspect. What do you talk about thick?
I was standing right next to Russ, bro. That dude's thick. I think he's thicker than his wife. That's how thick he is.
They're good combo. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. My man got he had the thickest lower body there out of everybody.
Really?
Yeah, even linemen. The linemen don't they were thin, bro. They just had massive upper bodies, but their lower bodies were like chicken legs. Russell Wilson was he was thick, man. This guy's kind of inappropriate and kind of homoerotic. But I mean, I'm just letting you know what I saw.
Yeah, my pants are off already, Tex. Keep going.
All right, so
hey now, don't get no sexual harassment going here. No. remember, you got a lady in the party.
I'll keep it to me in Texas' DMs from not here and out.
All right, there you go.
What's that? So, Tex, tell us the story of Orlando and your Pro Bowl, let's say, shenanigans.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Did we just get breaking news on the podcast?
What happened?
Did we just get breaking news on the podcast? Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Alex, are we being trolled right now? The Chiefs have traded Alex Smith to the Washington Redskins.
Why?
Because Kirk Cousins is gone.
But why would Chiefs get rid of him?
Because they have Patrick Mahomes. Huh. And also, Alex Smith is not that good.
All right, fair enough. So
you guys are going to be hearing this news 2 days later, but hey, breaking news.
Hey, so Country, what was your experience at the Pro Bowl? We'll go to you first while Tex is pondering this move.
The Pro Bowl was actually great. I did not go down to do the fan experience. I mainly stuck around for the Madden stuff, but I got to meet a lot of great people. Some people came out from the community. So, I got to talk to everybody at EA. They were very social with people, very friendly. I've seen a lot of people from the community going up and talking to people. And it was just kind of cool to see behind the scenes and to see actually how everything unfolds there instead of sitting at home. And it was so much better than looking at the Twitch chat. Having to deal with that was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, are you talking about in the actual competitive man thing or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just the whole day, it was just 10 times more fun being there and being able to watch it all firsthand.
Were you rooting for any specific player?
Skimbo is definitely my favorite player.
That's just a front runner. He's the best player.
He
go
is.
For the underdog. You're not an underdog fan?
What?
You're not a fan of the underdogs?
No, not really. I mean, there's some Savage. I would have definitely been voting for Savage. I would have definitely been rooting for Savage to make his way up the climb there. There's a few people. There's actually quite a few of the competitors. I love Joke to Pieces. I would say Joel is I like Joel as a competitor, but I wish he would calm down a little bit. I think that would make me like him more. I'm more so prone to the more humble and kind of calmer people. And I think that's why I like Skimbo so much.
And don't care about Ice?
Oh, I that poor child. He needs to grow up. I'm so glad Skimbo spanked him. No offense to him. Maybe in a few years when he grows up a little bit, then I'll actually, be able to watch him play.
Yeah.
But he just gets on my nerves. He's got to stop.
That shit was entertaining as hell. That's
yeah.
Yeah. I loved it. Texas, did you watch any of the I saw you stop in at the competitive Madden tournament. How long did you stay?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
There was nobody talking. I'm like, this is boring, and I walked out.
Oh, really?
They're all just sitting there watching people play video games, and it's just creepy, and you're watching people watch video games. Like, when people are watching you from their own home, it's not that weird. When you see them watching you, I'm like, this is awkward. And so we sat there. It's a cool presentation. Like, we enjoyed it. It's just there was nobody talking because none of this was recorded. Like, not recorded. This is all being, like, filmed, but it wasn't live. And so I didn't see the live event. So maybe the live event would have been a little bit more packed. But I went on. We went Friday. We went Thursday. It was Thursday we went, and it was just the pre-recorded stuff. So I didn't. I was like, we just left. So and then I got my Ronnie Lott code.
I will say that's a bold strategy to tell people that it's weird to watch others play video games when your entire content is you playing video games and then people watch you.
The thing about it is I'm not watching them watch me play video games. That's the thing. Like, if they had a camera leered into their room and they're just sitting there at the computer watching me, then I would just feel like, why am I doing this? It just is weird at that point because you're seeing stuff that's just like, oh my God, this isn't – people do this?
Tex, you're not good in front of a live audience?
I'm great in front of a live audience. I just don't want to see the live audience is in like. Oh no, actually no, that's not. Well, I was gonna say my YouTube streams live audience, but I don't see them.
Oh, you just got to picture them naked.
Yeah, that's kind of inappropriate because these kids are 14. So
hey, your mind went there, mine didn't.
I mean, my demographic's like 18, 14 to 18, bro. Like, you trying to get me to jail? Thinking.
You know what though? I will say.
What's up?
Thursday when I got there Thursday night, and it was way more boring than Friday when the actual live event started.
Yeah, I would have went Friday, but I got kicked out of the Pro Bowl, so that's
hey Tex, did Mutt Gru tell on you guys?
No, Mutt Gru actually was like he almost went down with us on accident. He almost got caught a random bullet. That's what happened. We ran to Mutt Gru, and then like when we got the guy asked, "Are you with him?" Gru was like, "Nah, man, he backed off."
So he wouldn't go down with you, huh?
No. I mean, it'd be kind of funny if an EA employee got kicked out of trouble with us.
That'd be terrible. He had a bad enough weekend.
Oh my goodness, that would have been tragedy. I don't think he would have survived that. But no,
he had enough stress.
Yeah, he handled his business though. He got on the field, and so it was good meeting him, man. He got to quit that man bun though. I'm telling you, I don't understand it. Like, you got to quit that. Look.
I said the same thing.
Yeah, like, he was like some type of hipster. Like, I think you're too old to be out here rocking that man bun.
Oh man, shots fired.
Shots fired, bro. I feel like he needs to do something with that. Either like just do something with it, bro. It's not long enough right now. It's one of those like struggle man buns. Like, there's not enough hair in it. Love you, Goo.
It's like one of those things you say, like, no disrespect, and then you go on to like completely disrespect the dude.
Yeah, if he gets offended, we'll take offense. I don't care.
Yeah. So, but, is there any other EA events coming up that you're going down to country, or can you not tell us, or anything like that? That maybe Tex will meet you.
I have no plans as of right now. I think that with everything that just happened, I'm gonna have to approach events in a whole new way, and.
Fair enough.
I'm going to let this flow over first, and then I'll start planning. But I definitely will attend events in the future.
Okay.
It's just going to be a little bit more, you know, kind of planned.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to carefully do things because somebody as simple as going to lunch or dinner with me, if it's just the two of us, can turn into something that is completely opposite of what it really is. You know, it's one of those things where we've got fine lines between men and women for some reason, where it's like people can't accept the fact that I have the same love and passion for the same things you guys do, and I just want to be around like-minded people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nothing sexual. It has nothing to do with sexuality or anything like that. It's just we like the same things. We should be able to be friends and go to lunch without being blown up on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the ultimate solution to this is the same solution the police have come to. It's just get a body camera at all time. Just always record yourself body camera style.
Periscope? Just run around with a periscope the entire time?
Exactly.
I was going to record myself sleeping the next time. Like, I was going to put a camera in my hotel.
IRL Twitch?
Yeah.
Just like a nanny.
That's what you're doing. That's the plan right there.
But I swear, with the Madden community guys, they would be like, her foot moved. She's definitely screwing him.
Yeah. Did you see that guy sneak into the sheets? Yeah, I saw that. Totally.
It's just a pillow underneath that blanket. That's not her. That's not, she rigged this thing to breathe like a normal human being, but that's not her.
It's on, I saw it's her on a loop.
Out of the bed 5 minutes ago.
Yep, it's on a loop. We know she's out getting it. Yeah.
This is my sad reality, guys. Like, you know, it's one of those things, but this isn't going to stop me. I'm going to keep going and I'm going to keep pushing and I'm going to keep building bridges for women.
Good.
To be more accepted in the community. And it's going to take a lot more than false rumors or accusations to rip me down. And I'll just keep proving myself as I push forward, and we'll get there one day, because I'm definitely stubborn and definitely pushing for it.
Good. That's good to hear. I think everybody's kind of got your back on that. And I think everybody kind of wants to see the same thing, that this community grow on both sides of the gender divide. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Normalize it.
Definitely. Texas. You kind of got cut off because of the Kansas City thing. You're going to tell your story about Orlando and getting kicked out. Can you give us a brief rundown to end the podcast about the whole
thing? Yeah. All right. So we went the first day, which was that Thursday. We inspected the scene. We saw what these dudes was wearing. And we were like, we're going to come back and fake these passes. And so we did that. And we actually got on the field. Here's the kicker, right? We were literally like 2 minutes away from being on the field, taking pictures with Earl Thomas, Alvin Kamara, Adam Thielen, who looks like a regular ass dude, by the way. I don't understand a dude can run them smooth routes. He looks like a regular dude. And my boy Vic got caught. And then I got caught because Vic got me caught. That's kind of how that works. The guy that ended up catching us, for those that want to know, was the head of the NFL security. He was the vice president, I should say. He wasn't the head. I guess the head is Roger Goodell. He's the vice president. So he's the one that caught us. And then so he took us to this little white tent to get our information, to give us this a warning about us getting banned, asking us all these questions about how we got the stuff we needed. We needed three things in the field. We needed the lanyards, which were the best part of the outfit, because you had to have the yellow lanyard that was Orlando Pro Bowl official. And so we got those through Sly. And then we needed the passes, and then we just needed the confidence to walk up to the gate. And so I told him, I was like, yo, you're the only one to catch us. Everybody else did a terrible job. And he said, that's disheartening to hear. I was just being honest with the guy about it. But yeah, it was a good time though, man. Like,
well, how do you
take a picture, chopping shot? What's up?
That's why he's VP, man. That's why he's risen through the ranks. Yeah. 'Cause he was so good.
That's why. I mean, it's really Vic's fault. 'Cause like, if Vic would have just not handed me his camera, I would have had four pictures already with Thomas Davis and Tri Turner and Graham Gano. I would have been Gucci. But I can't let Vic go down by himself, even though he did. He's the one that ratted me out.
Oh no!
it's fun though, man. So we ended up getting kicked out of there. But then that same night, we went downtown. We ran into K and Anto and Dre, the guys, YouTube Madden House. I think that's what they. Well, the roommates, all that. Yo, K is the most positive person in the world, bro. It's infectious. So positive.
Yeah, you can tell.
He bought everybody shots, like, and then drinks, and then I went home drunk. So it was a fun night.
Oh, good. So it ended up positive at the end then.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. I gotta lift the podcast ban from K because I feel bad about it now. So I'm going to try to get it back on here in
Texas, nobody knew K was on a ban list anyway.
No, I told him when Bingle was on, I was like, we got a podcast ban. No, it was when Berg was on. I said, just talk shit. And remember that at the end of the podcast?
Oh, right.
I was like, I said K's banned, but now K's now unbanned. Until he ignores me again on DMs, then he's banned again.
Fair enough. Country, do you have any experience with Kay? Have you ever met him?
I have not met him. We follow each other, and, you know, that's about the extent of it.
Okay. So, because at the end of the podcast, we always get into ripping people, just like Chew's, what is it, the Chew from early in the podcast. So this is that part. Chew? So if you have any grievances to air, you can go ahead and air them right now.
I try not to have any problems with anybody in the community, so.
You try, but.
No, but that was mean. I shouldn't have said his name.
Who?
Big Cap.
I didn't hear you.
Oh,
Big Cap? Me and Cap have actually, we did have our issues, but me and Cap also were adults and took it to DMs.
Gotcha.
We've kind of, like, we're not like 100% yet, but, you know, it's kind of one of those things where we're agreeing to disagree on some things.
Gotcha.
And we're okay with that.
Gotcha, gotcha. I just said his name because I saw ScoMo was going at him the other day. So I was like, I wonder if she had a problem with this.
You know, ScoMo actually has me blocked, and I have never even talked to him, never had any interaction with him, nothing.
That's weird.
Well, actually, yeah. Next time, why you got her blocked, ScoMo? Get messy.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know him, and so I just go on about my day.
A mutual enemy in Big Kev, so y'all can become friends over there. Make right. friends. Make relationships.
I think I think I should end it before we get too into the drama here. We don't want to bring it too far back since we're kind of all over that for now. I think we've all had our fill lately. But that's it for the podcast. Country, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing your story with us. Yeah.
No problem.
Best of luck. Everybody check her out. I'll have her links in the description, Twitch, Twitter, all the good stuff for YouTube. Texas.
Support Women in Madden.
Yeah. Exactly. Texas, thank you again, sir. And I will talk to you. Wait, what's that? I cut you off.
About to eat that burrito before it turns 8. I'm hungry.
I feel like we should have a saying as we go out. Like a take it easy, Texas. Something smooth.
And if it's easy, take it twice, Fox.
I love that. All right. All right, we're ending it. Take it easy, everybody. See you later.
Bye.